Sometimes You End Up with Purple Hands, written by Christina Curtin, January 12, 2021. My hands are purple, and I don't know how to get the color off. I colored G's hair the other night and forgot to put on gloves. I realized this about 5 minutes into doing her hair and decided to just screw it and kept going. I was pressed for time, after all. While doing G's hair, we had Evie right next to us in the bath. It was 7:30 p.m., and I knew her time would be up soon. She only remains agreeable for a little window in the evening before she completely loses her shit and needs to lay down ASAP. However, with the way the day went, 7:30 was the only time I could find to do Gianna's hair. Deep down, I really wanted to tell her no. I didn't feel like messing with her hair. I didn't want to juggle Evie's mood with any other need at the moment. The hour leading up to her bedtime is like dealing with a ticking time bomb. Under normal circumstances, I might have still told Gianna to wait. But earlier that same day, Scarlett was upset about going to cheerleading practice and said it was because she felt like she never gets to spend time with me anymore because of how busy she is with school and all her activities, but also because I spend all my time with Evie right now. When she said that, my heart felt so bad for her. I mean, I know it's normal, and I know she knows why Evie has so much of my attention right now, but that didn't stop the mama guilt from seeping in a bit. Scarlett's comment made me not say no to Gianna's request for her hair to be dyed. Sure, it could have waited another day, but I didn't want them to feel like, because Evie's here, that they don't mean as much to me now as they always have, even if that means a bit of juggling. So I spent time covering Gianna's crazy, thick-ass hair with semi-permanent purple dye as Evie cried on my bathroom counter. We moved her there after she started getting pissed in the bathtub. We tented Fate, aka Bear Bum, and let her play on the counter, G trying unsuccessfully to distract her with the mouthwash bottle as I frantically tried to finish her hair before Evie pissed all over the counter or just got more pissed. All the while, seeing my hands turn a lovely shade of purple. I'm realizing, even more so now that I have 3 babes at such varying ages, that being a mom to more than one child means you are forced to split yourself and find the time to do things and be there for each kid. And sometimes it's easy and effortless. But sometimes you end up with purple hands. And thankfully, no pee on the counter.